Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. I'm Hannah Whitten, and in the studio with me this week I have my gorgeous Irish friend Riad.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
Radio suits you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was not going to say the normal thing. Radio, you have a face for radio. Because you have a face for radio and television.
All right, it is time for Drunk Advice.
Live. I mean, we are definitely tipsy.
I feel good.
I've got a buzz going on.
Yeah, buzzed. Buzzed is the word that I would use.
I'm feeling warm and fuzzy.
Which brings us on to the rules of drunk advice.
Oh, yes.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Yes.
So we're there.
Absolutely.
Rule number two, have a friend with you.
Hello.
You have been in an episode of Drunk Advice
before. It is so amazing to be on two now.
Our Drunk Advice episode is my mum's favourite.
Your mother?
Yeah.
That says a lot.
It was because of the singing, because we broke out into song.
We did Les Mis.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh my god, was it on my own? Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Oh my god! And now
three,
it's
two.
Now we've been dumped, one. And so it's real.
Oh my god. Hannah, this is legit. This is real. This could be your West End debut. You could be the next Carrie Hope Fletcher.
Like, but how much of this are we going to do? Because people's questions need answering.
Just a little blast.
Okay, a little blast. I'm ready. On my own, pretending he's beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I close my eyes, I see there's something that he has found me.
I love him, but when the party's over...
Stop!
Okay, never mind.
Rule number three, don't take our advice. Okay, let's do it. Hi, Hannah. I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 3 months.
Too long. Sorry, continue.
Me and Riad can't keep it up that long, but good luck to you. And he great, apart from the kissing. Ooh. He's a terrible kisser, but so great at everything else. I don't know how to tell him. I don't want to break up with him. From Alice.
I gotcha, babe. I gotcha, because I've been there.
I feel like, on which side?
I'm the good kisser. Okay. Hannah, you kiss me, I'm fucking good.
It's great, yeah.
No, I've been with a guy who was horrific. I mean, it was like being poked in the face with a tongue, and it was very full of mucus.
Oh, no.
It was a messy, messy situation. First and foremost, you don't dump the guy.
Yeah, don't dump him.
If you find a guy who you have an emotional or a fun connection with, that's a keeper. So you got to work on the kissing with him and help him. So you got to say it. Dude, I don't like how you're doing this. You're too messy. You're too whatever.
I think you kind of have to be upfront.
You do?
Like, don't be mean, but like you kind of have to be like, hey, I like it like this. Rather than being like, you're doing all of these things wrong. Like, grab their face and basically just be
show them.
This is how I like it. And then have the way that I would do it, and that's the way that I've done before, which is very, very fun, is if you say to them, like, I'm going to show you how I like to kiss. And then you ask them to keep their face
still.
Still.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you ask them to keep their face still so they're not responding. And so then you kiss them the way that you like to be kissed. And then you go, okay, now
that's
you...
That's how to do it.
You do the same back to me.
Now,
and then
the worry
together,
is, though,
beauty.
The worry is, though, that they're going to do that just to please you, but they won't naturally enjoy that. You know when you kiss someone...
But then you should also, like, ask them, like, how do you like to kiss? Yeah.
I find,
and then maybe you can find a happy medium.
I find, though, that people who don't know how to kiss, that they're doing it that way because they're just nervous.
And no one's actually taught them.
They don't know what they like. They've just seen a movie and they go, okay, great, that thing.
Yeah.
So I hope you like that advice, Alice. Give it a go. Let us know how it works.
Let us know. Send us some pictures of you and your boyfriend kissing next time. Do you want to read this one out, babe?
I will. This is from Ben. Ben says, hey, I've got into uni and I'm starting in a couple of weeks. I don't want to go and want to work instead. My mom says that I have to go to uni, though I don't know what to do.
Interesting dilemma here, Ben.
You take it first.
Okay, so I would say there are two different things going on here. One, okay, if you don't want to go to uni, don't go to uni. That's fine. If you want to work, like, do that. Uni isn't a necessary thing anymore, really. And it's very expensive. And it's not for everyone.
And takes ages.
So, but the second thing going on here is that considering that you're not at uni yet and your mum says that you have to go, you're very much still under your mother's control.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. And so either you can stand your ground and, like, have a full-blown argument with your mother and kind of, like, do what you want and hopefully eventually she'll come round, or you abide by her wishes and you go to uni and prove to her that you hate it and it's a waste of money and you're having a terrible time and she'll see how sad you are and then...
And give in.
And then she'll give in and be like, this isn't making you happy. And ultimately what a parent should want is for their offspring to be happy.
Well, Ben...
But I'm not a parent, so who am I to tell your mother what to do?
I would love, Ben, if we had more info from you about what you want to do instead, because, you know, that comes into play too. I think, from my own perspective, I went to uni. I did 5 years there because I got really bad results from school.
5 years?
Five.
Oh.
I know. I had to go the long route because I got such bad results, I had to go into a
foundation.
A college of further education, and then another one, then I got the degree in the end, all good in the hood. So,
wow, so you, like, are the complete opposite. Like, you...
But
tried really hard in order to get a degree.
Yeah, exactly. Because I wanted to be... I was the first one in my whole family to ever get one on both sides.
Mm.
And so it was a big thing. The whole family on both sides were both like, Riyadh is going to have a degree. Yes. It's wow. Specifically in that accent.
Yeah,
so,
I
but
believe it.
Ben, what I did was the whole time I worked my ass off in radio and I worked my ass off in media with YouTube stuff as well. And I made sure that, okay, I may not want to be in uni, but I'm going to make my dream happen one way or another by working when I'm not in there. So every waking hour that I wasn't sleeping, wanking, eating, I was either in uni or I was working. So I say go to uni, try it out for a year, you might end up loving it, and at the same time do not let go of doing part time that job that you love.
Great advice. Great advice. Here's one from, I don't think I'm going to say their name because I don't know if they've consented to this. But they've said, I had sex last night and now my vagina is quite sore and tender.
Nope.
This hasn't happened before. I'm too embarrassed to tell him or the chemist. What should I do? Is this normal? He was quite big.
It's all in your hands, babe. I haven't a clue. Like, literally, okay. Not a clue.
So here's the thing. Oh, it's gone. There we go. If this is the first time that it's happened and it's just sore and tender, right, and you know that he had a very large penis, see if it goes away the next day. Because, you know, I feel like if there's been a, if it's been a big dick, then yeah, you could, and you're not ready for it, sore and tender, like, will happen, unfortunately, if you're not ready.
Sorry for the silence. I'm just taking it all in.
I'm just...
I mean, I really am.
I'm like, Riyadh, help me out here. But then I just remembered he knows nothing. If it keeps hurting, basically go out with someone with a smaller dick. Or
just the tip.
Or just the tip. Or just some fingers.
Or is she bleeding?
Yeah, this is the thing. Look out for some blood. And I'm afraid, like, if it continues happening and if it's sore during sex and if there's any blood or anything like that, then you should go to your doctors. And it's not embarrassing at all.
No.
They've seen everything.
Like, if you think that your issue that you're going into your doctor about is bad, believe me, they've seen 10 times worse. You are mild.
Yeah.
You're a walk in the park for them. You're vanilla.
Yeah.
And also, if you're kind of in and around our age, maybe a little bit younger, in your teens or early 20s, check out the NHS Go app. Which is fantastic,
yeah,
for young people. And you can go...
It's a great way to get the information before you decide whether or not you want to go to a doctor's or not. The other thing I will say, and this isn't to scare you or anything, but it's just to show the importance of going to a doctor if there's anything that's worrying you about your sexual health or your genital health, which is, a friend of mine was having pain during sex recently. And she went to the doctors and got it all checked out and, like, had swabs taken from her cervix and stuff, and basically they found out that she had this thing, I can't remember the name of it, but it could have potentially led to cervical cancer had she not found it early.
Oh my God. It's very rare,
but the thing is that if she hadn't have been like, you know what, something's up, I'm going to go to the doctors about this, then she would have never found that out and it may have developed into cervical cancer.
Do you know what, sometimes I find going to the doctor and talking about these things and showing your bits to a professional gives you, if not an answer, it gives you a peace of mind that actually everything,
yeah,
is A-okay. So even think of your mental health and your worry and your anxiety will be gone. So just go to the doctor. It's fine. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, this is true.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and and welcome to the Hannah Witten Show. I'm Hannah Witten, and today in the studio I have with me Dodie Clark.
Hi, it's me!
Hello. AKA Doddle Oddle.
Doddle Oddle.
Doodle. Doodle. Doodle.
Is that right? Is it Doddle Oodle? Is it Noodle Boodle?
My favourite is just Doodle Oodle.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys! It's time for drunk advice. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
I feel like now is probably the right time just to remember the fact that Dodie was the first ever guest on drunk advice,
right? I realised it the other day. I was like, I was number one. Yay! I'm so proud of myself.
You were number one, which makes you special, but also it is the shittest episode.
I beg your pardon. It was the best.
It's a beautiful episode. It's like only 3 minutes long, and now drunk advice episodes are like 10 minutes long.
Which means you just have to have me back.
Yeah, I think repeat guests. Anyways, let's get into your questions.
Okay.
Right. Taylor, songwriting.
How? try and do and fail and then do more and make better things.
Done. I feel like, so a piece of advice that I was given for writing my book was you can't edit a blank page.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to make stuff first. Work out what you don't like, work out what you do like, pick out what you do like. The do like bit will probably be like 10% of your first work, and then you'll just pick it out and learn and grow and... Yeah.
I often find, like, I'm not a songwriter, but often I just, like, sing my thoughts out loud sometimes, and that always happens either in the shower or on the toilet.
Yeah. Also, put yourself out of your comfort zone. If you know that you like writing to a certain instrument, be like, this is cool, and I've done this, but now let's try writing to a beat or writing with someone else. And it'll be uncomfortable at first. It's like swimming through mud, and
but
you're like,
new
I don't like
stuff
it.
Will happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be surprised. You'll surprise yourself with what you like and what you make.
Leo has said, how do I subtly tell someone I like them? I think there are a lot of subtle ways to do it, right? But subtlety doesn't always work. Because... from my experience, most people aren't amazing at reading signals. And you kind of have to be not subtle. And you kind of have to be like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
But subtle ways of doing it is, like, a lot of eye contact. Mm. Maybe, like...
Little touches.
Yeah, little touches. Like, really pay attention
to what
they're
saying. Not, like, major touches, but just, like, little hands and arms.
Yeah.
And just read their body language. If they're like, nope, go away, then maybe back off a little.
Yeah, it's like testing the water, like, flirt a little. That's the subtle way to do it, but sometimes the subtle way might not get you ultimately what you want or the answers that you need.
Use your words.
Use your words. Thank you, John Green. Lottie has said, what do you do to cheer yourself up when you haven't had a particularly great day? For me, it depends. Sometimes it involves just like switching everything off and just like watching Netflix or just like hanging out with my housemates.
Mm-hmm.
Or it involves dancing around my room to like crazy loud music and just putting myself in a good, like letting the music like put me in a good mood, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Distraction and like... Yeah, like turning off, watching a movie or something where you're in another world.
Yeah.
It's really good. Or being with friends who understand your situation and will look after you.
Yeah. Is it bad that I'm almost 20 and haven't even kissed anyone before? I'm starting to think there's something wrong with me.
Definitely not something wrong with you. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you.
Nothing wrong with you.
People learn life lessons and go through different stuff at different ages completely. It doesn't matter if you're like 16 or 40. Like, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. And like, what Dodie said. And there's nothing wrong with you. And actually, like, it's so weird because we do live in this world where, like, everyone likes to often brag about experiences. And you watch all these films and these TV shows and everything, and everyone's like having first kisses in their teenage years, and everyone's like, oh, it's sex last night, blah, 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 and all of this. And so you often feel like, oh my god, am I the only person who isn't experiencing this? But actually, like, you're not the only person. It's just, like, the people that are just particularly loud, like myself. You know, we're just, like, really loud about it sometimes. And so, like, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. You're
and also,
fine.
You'll have learned a lot more than a lot of people who have had their first kiss at, like, 16. And it's going to be a lot more special, I think.
Yeah. And so, and like, even if it isn't necessarily special, like, that's also fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You do you. It will happen. Do not stress about it. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that's... easier said than done.
What will be, will be.
Que sera, sera. Louise May says, drunk advice on how to meet your idols.
Just be real. This is my, like, this is probably bad advice, but it's drunk advice. Rule number whatever,
oh, yeah,
don't
my
take
God,
her
I
advice.
I forgot to do the rule.
Yes, sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Should we just say that right now? Rule number one.
Be drunk. If you don't drink, be
in
the
spirit of
drunk.
Rule number two. Have a friend with you. Rule number three. Don't take our advice.
Thank you, Dodie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. For
See, I am a true fan. True
fan. True
fan. Yeah, probably don't take this advice. But drunk me would be like, just be real. Be so real. Be authentic because they are just like you. They're insecure, worried, scared human beings who just want to connect with people. And if you're just like, Maze, like, surely you must know how I'm feeling right now. This is weird. I'm nervous, but you're great. And, yeah, whatever. I'd love if
I
could,
like,
get a pic or whatever.
Whatever you say and whatever you do is fine. No, wow, did you guys hear that water?
That's like, I spilled water all down my face. This is drunk advice, okay. But, like, you know what? If you're stuck on what to say, talk about their art, because I'm pretty sure they will talk about their art for a long time. They have a lot to say about that, because that's what they do. So talk about it.
Yeah. And, like, you may feel really awkward, but also, like, on our part, I'm just always just, like...
We want to make a good interaction.
We want to make a super good interaction. I got on the tube yesterday, or a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got into this carriage, and this girl immediately was just like, oh, I watch your videos. And part of me, there was, like, a little bit in my head being like, oh, fuck, I'm now going to have to spend half an hour making small talk.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, really rude if you then are just like... I'm gonna read my book now.
Yeah.
And then you're like literally like stood next to each other for like a full half an hour or whatever. And so I actually was actively like asking her questions about her life and like learning about her. Turns out she's an amazing human being. She has a YouTube channel and she's a musician and a videographer.
Oh my God.
And so, and this is the thing, like, we are also genuinely interested in your lives and like what you do. And often it can feel like a one-way thing. Like, you come up to us and you're like, like your stuff.
Also, we're saying us because we've had both interactions. We've been like the person who has met the idols.
Oh,
and
God,
we've been
when I met Bo Burnham, I didn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
I was just like, I love you, this is great, but.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I'm sure whoever you meet will also have that same interaction with someone else. So, like, there's no like two sides to something. It's just an experience, and everyone's experienced that.
Just, you know, be chill, be yourself. Mm-hmm. You good.
You good.
You good. You good. Yeah. Okay, we have a few more drunk advice
questions.
So, what should I do if I run out of toilet paper right after taking a shit? I've done this before.
You know what I've done?
What have you done?
Am I really going to say this
on the
fucking radio?
You're about to say it.
All right, you rip up the fucking roll.
Cardboard!
And you use that because you're desperate! Yes, that's what you do. I'm sorry, you do. You can't not. You use whatever you can. Or you pull up your knickers and waddle to wherever there is loo paper.
I've definitely, like, at least at home, with, like, underwear around my ankles, like, waddled.
Oh, yeah, me too. Everyone has. Whatever.
The thing is that you're fine and everyone's been
fine. Oh, it's fine. It's so normal.
Jessica said, do you think it's unhealthy to be close friends with your ex?
Well, Jessica, I am close friends with two of my exes. And I honestly think it really depends.
Yeah.
I think it's important to give them some space or for them to give you some space, depending. Or like,
give each other some space. Give the relationship space. Because I think that you can't become friends with an ex-partner, like, immediately after you break up.
You need that time.
There's all those weird blurred lines. Mm-hmm. And I hate that I said blurred lines.
But no, there is.
You have to, like, clean slate.
Yeah.
And then if you do become close friends, it's because you're good friends. It's not because you used to date.
Yeah.
I would say there's, like, one ex who I don't even know if I'd call him an ex because we dated for, like, a few months. But he is, like, one of my best friends, which is Tim. Like, I can just say that.
Okay,
I can say that because, like, everyone has seen that video that Dodie was there for. I'm so sorry, Dodie.
That was so funny. I was just like, no, blah, blah.
For those who don't know, me and Tim, who is also, like, a YouTuber, we used to date, like, 4 or 5 years ago, by the way.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And we recently did a video together where we, like, openly answered a lot of questions about our relationships that Dodie asked us.
And I was like, one which was like, make out for like 3 seconds or whatever. And I just ran away. I was like, no, no, no.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Got with me Rose and Rosie.
Yes!
Woo, woo, woo. Rosie's pouring herself a drink. As
just
speak.
A massive glass of wine. And Rose, your drink is thropping over there. You might want to put your mouth on it.
Look, it's as excited as I am.
Hey!
This is a big glass as well. This is a big glass of red.
When I asked the girls what they wanted to drink, Rosie was like, red wine for me and beer for Rose. And I was feeling the beer. So we've got basically just a normal pack of beer between me and Rose, and then Rosie's got a whole bottle of wine to herself.
Exactly the way I wanted it to go.
Rose and Rosie have been to the toilet like 3 times whilst we've recorded.
Yeah. A weak bladder.
Yeah. And I'm just like here powering through on my beer.
Do you know what's funny? I haven't even finished one beer.
No.
But because I'm so excited and it's beer and I hardly ever drink, honestly, and I'm such a lightweight. It just goes straight through me.
Straight through me. But do you know that when you go to the toilet, it actually makes you more drunker?
Because it's more drunker.
Because it's just forcing all the water out your body.
That's science, that is.
Yeah. Science by Rosie.
So every time you go to the loo, you're losing water and just gaining alcohol.
What's that, Rosie?
Sounds great. Speaking of which.
I just knocked the microphone.
Welcome, everyone, to Drunk Advice.
There should be a jingle. Shall I make one
we
up right now?
We used to have our own jingle. It wasn't Drunk Advice, but it was Advice.
Okay.
We assume.
Drunk Advice of the Week. Sometimes it's... What was it?
Advice of the Week is shit. Sometimes it's not shit.
There you are, Hannah.
Oh, I loved
Thanks,
it.
Hannah.
That was great. There are 3 rules to Drunk Advice.
Okay.
Yeah. Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
All drunk.
All of
well,
that.
Well, Rosie's above. Drunk.
I like how we all just took a sip of drink, like, right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Rule number two, have a friend with you, all friends.
Yeah.
Friends and life partners and wives.
We
and...
don't say life partners here.
No.
It depends, are you talking about you and me, Hannah?
Yes.
Fine.
That's fine.
Fine.
That's acceptable.
Correct terminology.
And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Don't take our advice.
Don't do it.
Disregard it straight away.
Don't. Especially Rosie's.
Rosie's is quite good, actually.
Mine's well, quite good. Surprised.
Really, even after all that wine?
I
no.
don't know. Let's see what happens.
Let's find out. Oh, boy. Okay, here's some questions. Can you see any that you...
Hold on, let me look.
Oh, my God. Okay, I want to go straight in at the last one.
Go on, go.
The last one,
right,
down the bottom.
Yes.
This one.
Okay. Do I say the person's name or do I...
No.
Nah. My girlfriend wants to try having rougher sex.
Ooh.
I'm not scared. Just very apprehensive. Oh. Sounds like you're scared. have you got any advice on how I should feel confident enough to go ahead and try something new?
Okay, how rough are we talking? Are we talking chains?
Listen,
are we talking nipple
are we
cramps?
Are we talking scratches?
Yeah.
You need a safe word. You need a safe word. And if you have a safe word... then you can do whatever.
We had a safe word once.
What was it?
Was it strawberry cheesecake?
Strawberry cheesecake.
That's a bit too long.
It's really long, which was the problem.
The best or most
simple system that I've heard people use is red, yellow, green.
Okay.
So green is like, I'm into this, keep going. Yes, right. yes. Yellow is like, slow down a bit. Like...
Yeah. We'll
cool
see.
Off, and red is like stop.
No, absolutely not.
Interesting.
That's an interesting. That's a good way.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Universal.
That's a great way.
Get a safe word because you never know. You might be apprehensive, right? But if you were calm enough to be able to chill, you may enjoy things. But if you're feeling anxious, you may not enjoy it. You know, you may dry up and be like, oh,
dry up.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, but just let's be honest.
I love it.
That's a technical term.
That is.
I love it.
Yeah.
You can dry up.
So
I would say have a safe word.
I would also say that I find it easier with a lack of inhibitions to have like rougher sex when drunk.
Yeah,
but,
same.
But you don't, ideally, if this is with your girlfriend and it's something that you're discussing and you want to like actually like explore together, then I would recommend not doing it drunk.
I'm terrible at drunken sex. I don't understand anything.
I love drunken sex.
Yeah, just like fumble.
I'm such a fumbler. Do you remember that one time we were watching Bridesmaids? And I was like,
basically,
am I doing it right?
We got really drunk one time when we were first dating because I bought a cocktail fountain.
Oh,
I was like,
my
Rose,
God.
Come around. I bought a cocktail fountain and I put basically no mixes in, just like the pure alcohol.
I was absolutely fucked.
And we were drinking like cups of it, dipping it in the fountain. We drank all. Remember, fountains for many people. There was just two of us. We watched Bridesmaids. Can I be graphic in the story?
Yes.
Yeah. Rose went down on me And then Rose was like, I'm so drunk, is my tongue even on the right place?
Can I say one thing?
I was like, yeah, it was great.
Hi, mum.
It was
really
great. It was absolutely great.
Biggest fan of Blue Bar Radio, my mum.
I love it.
It's really good. All right, next one. Let's
That's
look.
Brilliant. I've got another thing about the rough sex thing,
go on,
though.
Okay. Go on.
Is that sometimes you can help ease into it in terms of, like, what you're going to do and, like, feel more comfortable and confident about kind of letting loose a bit more and being a bit more rough and tumble by, like, dirty talking beforehand.
Yeah.
Like,
I love dirty talk.
But, like, some light games before, like, light spanking or something.
Or, like, Twister.
Yeah. Twister's great.
Cluedo.
Cluedo.
Yeah,
it's really
good.
Get
a Cluedo.
Really
good.
Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble. If you want to get real dirty, then there you go.
But the, like, with talking dirty, sometimes if you do it without touching
agree.
So you're like, I want to do this to you, I want you to do this to me, this is what I want, and like, you can't touch each other, then by the time you go to touch each other, it's going to be rough.
It's going to be so rough.
And then in terms of games, one of my fave games is like, so you're both fully clothed, the game is you have to get the other person's clothes off first without them taking yours off, so it ends up being a big fight.
I like that.
And you're just like stopping them from taking your clothes off or trying to take their clothes off, and
like
it's just fun and it's playful, and then what happens is you both end up naked.
Right.
Love that.
So everyone's a winner.
There you go. Everyone's a winner, unless it's cold.
Yeah. Unless it's cold.
I think you should try it, because if you've tried it and it was horrible, then fine, you can be like, look, we did that, it didn't work, did it?
Try
it. If you haven't tried it, you know,
it's like that time we tried. Yeah.
Anyway.
It might be filthy. You don't know.
I love this. I'm just like, yes.
All right, next one.
Rose and Rosie's sex life exclusive. Okay, here we go. I'm really into this person, but I really can't tell if they're into me back. I really don't know what to do. Help me, you drunken sods.
Okay.
I'm in the same position. I've no idea.
It's tough, man. It's tough. I think it's going to come to that point where you've got to think, right, how long can I realistically go on like this without knowing? You should have an honest convo accidentally on purpose send a text message to them and like, oh my God, I texted the wrong person.
That was really good advice until then.
Hannah, you're in the same position.
Yeah.
Well, me,
I'm fairly sure they like me, but they're just like,
I personally would go for it. I would always go for it because rejection, isn't nice, but ultimately thinking you missed a trick and missed a chance and regretting not acting on it is worse. I promise you it's worse. Regret.
Think about all of your favourite TV shows where there's the pair of people who is like, will they, won't they? They keep missing each other and literally the only reason why they never get together and you're screaming at the TV because you're screaming at the TV, fucking tell them!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't want that to be your life. Just imagine someone screaming at you from the other side of the TV into your life.
Just do it, because even if the worst comes to the worst and they don't like you back, you can get over it.
Yeah, you can get over it. And okay, it might be really embarrassing for a while.
No, you'll get over it. Embarrassing
is much. But you can be kind of casual about it.
You can.
I kind of like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
What's embarrassing about liking someone, even if they don't like you back? Oh, sorry, I find you sexually attractive.
Yeah.
Is that not a compliment
for us
both?
That's a nice thing to hear.
Like, sorry, I'm into that.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Do it. We believe in you.
Yeah. I would put the vibes out there.
And the opposite end of a relationship, someone has asked us, how do I break up with someone I still love and care about because I need to work on me?
Oh,
I think you just say that, mate.
Say it, right? But have it delivered in a really unique way, like via pigeon or like house elf, and just, you know, just be a bit unique about it. And hopefully that will actually take the shock out of
Is that really why you want to break up with someone, because you need to work on me? Because can't you work on me in a relationship?
No, you can't, so Rosie. Sometimes you can't.
I know. I feel like that's maybe...
You can. Maybe. Some people can. Some people can't.
I feel like there's other
depends on what you're working
break
on.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, but take for what this person has said at face value, Rosie. Stop trying to look for things that aren't there.
If you want to, either work on yourself with that person. You can always. There's never not an opportunity to make yourself a better person.
Have you ever? Wait. Have you ever broken up with someone you still loved?
No,
neither have I actually.
Well, yeah, because someone changed, and I love the old them. You know.
Okay, who's that then?
No, obviously not you.
I don't know. I think that's tough. I can't imagine
I've
breaking up with someone I still
love. Because if I have like a personal issue, I'll work on it myself.
Maybe you have to have a conversation with this person that you love and tell them where you're at with you and be like, this is where I'm at with
me. Can
you
spend more time apart?
Like, and like, this is what I need to work on, and I'm not sure how to do that with you. Yeah.
Discuss.
Because, you know, you love this person, you care about them, which means I'm assuming you respect their opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe go to them for advice on this.
I feel like you need to work on you and you want to break up with someone, are they not doing you very good? And is that why you need to leave them to work on you?
Is it secretly about them and not you? Is what you're
Do you need a therapist?
Yeah.
Everyone needs a therapist.
Therapists are great.
They're great. They're so good.
I've never had one, but I'm curious.
Our therapists are great.
Yeah. They're good. I recommend everyone has a therapist.
Everyone needs a therapist. Everybody has all these, like, feelings and inner monologues. And
really? I just put it on my friends. I use all my friends as my therapist.
Well, there you go. That's kind of therapy. They're talking it
Rosie through. Writes it down in her diary, which, of course, is very secretive, and no one can penetrate that. So.
Penetrate.
I like that word.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Having me, Grace Victory.
Hi, guys.
Grace is a dear friend of mine and also blogger, vlogger, documentary host extraordinaire.
I am.
All of those things.
That was a great intro, Hannah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Anyway, hey, guys. Welcome to Drunk Advice. All right, Grace. There are three rules to Drunk Advice.
Okay.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Drunk on life.
Yeah, you're drunk on life. I was drunk, and I'm actually, like, pretty sober now, so.
Because you've eaten some fried chicken.
I've eaten some fried chicken and some a cocktail sauce. So we're all good. Right, rule number two is have a friend with you.
Friends.
You need to actually get on.
I know.
Actual drunk advice. We've not made videos together.
Basically, January 2017 is our time, Hannah.
It's our time for collaboration. Yes. It's our time for electrical hammering.
On the clitoris.
Just so many things.
And I need to give you some advice for men. I need to come round.
I think you do. You're so much more with it than I am. I think I'm normally much more with it. I just think, like, I'm just going through a phase where I'm just not with it.
And you're sexually frustrated, so.
That doesn't help.
There you go.
The situation. And rule number three, don't take our advice. Normally, if I'm sober, I'd say my advice is good. But because of my weird state of mind right now, I'm just like, actually, like, who knows what's going to come out of this mouth.
It's fine.
Yeah?
We've got this.
We've got this! Okay, we ready?
Yes.
We ready? Here we go. Do you want to read out the first one? Boom, boom, boom.
Hi, girls. You two are my favourites.
Hi.
So, question is, I wanted to know how I get over my ex. We live so close and have lots of friends in common, so it's hard to avoid her. Please help me.
Okay. First of all, I'm not going to say this person's name, but from their name, I think this person is also a girl. Yeah. So, person, how do you get over your ex? See, normally it's like, cut all contact, da-da-da-da. But if you have loads of mutual friends and you're having to see them all the time...
This is the mistake. I never, ever, ever cross that line with boys. I keep them quite separate from my friends.
Really? But even if you're, like, dating someone for a long time, like, you must introduce them to your friends and stuff.
Yeah, but my friends know that they're my friends, not his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't... from very, very young, that's just how it's been.
Yeah. But I guess maybe in this situation, they were in a group of friends before and then they started dating within the group of friends. Yeah.
I would probably speak to the friends, you know.
But you don't want to, like, stop yourself from doing fun things with your mates just because they're going to be there. Do you know what I mean? Because then it gets awkward. I've had a situation like that where it was just, like, two people in our friendship group couldn't be around each other. And, like, we all had to take sides and it was horrible. This is difficult! Why do you have to make this difficult for us?
I've never been in this situation before, you know.
Do you want to avoid her? You probably, like, do need to avoid her in order to get over her. But you might just have to suck it up and
have... I think when people ask for advice, I always feel like they know what they want to do in their gut, but they want someone else to just confirm it. So I have a feeling she probably kind of knows what she wants. If that was me, I would need some space from, like, time out.
Yeah.
So I would tell her friends, I need some time away from this person.
And organise your own things. Yeah, exactly. Like, organise some stuff to do with your, like, close friends from that group that don't involve that other person.
And if the other person is respectful, they'll understand that you need to see your other friends separately.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, do you have any other friends outside of this group? You know?
Yeah. You don't want to isolate yourself. You don't want to isolate them. But at the same time, you have to put yourself first.
This is true. This is true. And time. Time helps with moving on and getting over people. Mm. But time, like, it won't have a quicker effect if you're constantly, like, seeing that person and being reminded of them.
My biggest advice for anyone in any situation is self-care. So when I go through a breakup or any sort of emotional breakdown or any trauma, I tend to really, 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 like, love myself. So I have loads of baths, loads of face masks, chocolate, watch my favourite TV shows. I do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, that's how I kind of cope with it. Like, you have to, like mother and nurture yourself.
Like, really treat yourself good. Yeah. I like that. Hope that helps. Right, this person. I think my 14-year-old little sister may be having sex with her boyfriend. I'm not really sure how to address it as she always shies away from the conversation. Can you help me out? Do you need help? What do you want to say to her? This is the thing.
This is a guy, though, as well.
Yeah, so this is her older brother who's asking this question. Here's the thing. I know people that had sex at 14. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that it's, like, with her boyfriend, so like how long have they been together? Like, yeah, that's young, but people do that and it's not gonna like ruin their lives.
Yeah,
but I'm guess it's tricky.
It's also awkward because it's the brother.
Yeah, and then, like, when you're the big bro as well, it's just like no matter how old they are, they're always like gonna be this innocent little sister in your mind.
See, if I was a boy, I feel like I'd talk to the boyfriend and be like,
because, make sure you're using condoms!
Yeah, because, like, boys know each other, like, how to talk to each other more than he's going to now talk to his sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe he should... Or, but you know, also, he could just send her a text. This is what I've learned. Send her a text. Because then she can read it.
Or a Snapchat.
Take in the question, and then she can reply with something. I feel like then that's a safe way.
Maybe, yeah. Because maybe you approach her in person, she'll, like, get on the defensive.
Or have a sort of meltdown, which I would be like,
because she won't know
God.
How to, like, react to it or whatever. But, yeah, no, sending a text is a good idea. Also, I do think, though, that if he approaches the boyfriend...
It could all go horribly wrong.
Yeah, she could find out, like, because he'll be like, oh, your brother said this to me, and then she'll be like, what the fuck are
but
you doing?
But then maybe they've got... You know how we've got girl code? They might have bro code where they don't...
It's different when it involves siblings,
really,
though, doesn't it?
Also, I would ask her if she's having sex, but I'd also... say, and I want to know because I care about you.
Yeah,
and I would
exactly.
Like to know if you're having sex, are that you protecting yourself?
Like, are you
not
okay?
Just because I will know because you're underage and go at her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's yeah, don't come at it from a, like, I'm disappointed in you kind of way because, like,
come at it because
she's not going to respond to that.
Yeah.
Cool. Hope that helps. Right. Here we go. I like this one.
Okay.
Juicy.
Shall I read it out?
Yeah, go for it.
Hannah and Grace, I need your help. I really like my boss at work. Worst thing is, I think he likes me too. I can't cross that line, surely. Please help. Anonymous.
Well, here's... Do you know what you said before about some people just ask for advice because they already know in their gut what they want to do? I think you want to cross that line.
Yeah. But also...
cross that line.
I'm really bad, but... Well, why can't you cross that line?
I know. I'm like, do it, go for it.
Listen.
Oh my God, office Christmas party.
Exactly. And I feel like this happens all of the time.
All the time.
Probably every business.
And it will probably end terribly. But just go for it.
Life's too short.
You both like
each other. You always regret things that you don't do more than you do. That is one thing I've learned. I don't regret anything. I regret the things I didn't do. Trust me.
Yeah.
People that I didn't do.
No, it's true.
Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
We've got Emma Blackery with me today. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm not bad.
Welcome to Drunk Advice
Live. Can you hear the sirens?
Yeah, I can hear that siren.
They know.
Listeners,
they
know
it's about to get saucy.
Oh my God, we're going to give some great advice.
For clarity, I'm not drunk. I'm in the spirit of drunk.
Yeah.
You are on your second beer.
Well,
you're not feeling anything, are you?
No, I'm fine. That's rule number one, though, is be drunk. But if you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. I would say, like, I'm drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I usually drink, but that's not my choice of beverage.
No, you're like, you've drunk about a sixth of that Coke Zero.
Yep. I don't drink much, like, in general, water or anything. I'm pretty dehydrated.
You need to get some fluids in you, Emma.
Excuse me. We just had that dirty talk.
I can't. Okay, rule number two of drunk advice, by the way. Oh, another siren.
It just went past.
Yeah, it's like right on the road. Is have a friend with you. So welcome, friend. Oh,
buddy.
Touching.
There you go.
We're so short. We're like...
We're tiny.
Two short people, like, trying to reach across
the... I never let go, Jack.
God, she let go.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, what's happening today?
Sirens. I don't know, but I want to go down there and find out the drama.
It's all happening in North London.
I want to get the goss.
Oh my god.
Oh, London.
And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Far too many rules.
Just three rules, babe.
Yeah, okay, yeah, don't take any of this advice seriously.
Okay, are you ready? Okay. Thomas, wait, should we say names? Oh, well, too late.
Let's just say Thomas. Thomas. Okay, you said it now.
Could be anyone. Just Thomas. I need advice. I've had a bad breakup and she still wants to be friends and see each other, but I'm worried I'll feel weird. Any advice?
I mean, I have some advice on this. It's gonna suck. Being friends with an ex, especially if, like, you know, you said it's a bad breakup. If it's that bad, I think things will fizzle out anyway. If it's been bad, as in you've both been yelling at each other or someone cheated or something, it's naturally going to disintegrate anyway. But if you ended as friends and it just hurts and that's why you're saying it's bad, you can be friends. It takes time to, like, change the dynamic of the relationship. Like, when you're still around them, you're still going to want to hold their hand and you're still going to want to do all the things you do as, like, in
but
a relationship.
But you can't do that.
But you can't, and it hurts for months and months.
I always think that you need to kind of, like, have a break from that person.
You need to have a distance.
So you're not going, like, straight from relationship to friends, because then it can get confusing if you're like, was this a friendly cuddle or a romantic cuddle?
Oh, that's
cuddle?
Exactly what I was going through.
Whereas if you have, like, a clear break.
But then the worry is, like, once you've stopped talking, how do you then begin to talk again? That's
you can give yourself a date. You can be like, hey,
but then
let's not...
You've both got to keep it as well.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, what if you're perfectly happy and you're, whoa, siren.
Oh, my God!
That's a siren. Like, what if, like, in the, let's say, a month. Let's say a whole month. Maybe longer. Say in that month, like, you're perfectly happy. You've moved on. You're happy. You don't have to talk to each other again. But in that case, I guess that's for the best anyway.
Yeah. Also, you've said she still wants to be friends. You've said that you're worried you'll feel weird, but you've not actually said if you want to be friends with this person or not.
If you don't want to be friends,
that's fine, and you can say, hey,
your feelings
look,
are valid.
Don't want to be friends.
Look, I can't see you in any other way than the person I loved. You know, that's what I'd say, I guess. You know, and,
that's adorable.
Or at least just simply say, like, thanks, I'm quite the poet. I'm quite the writer. But it's tough. I think if you don't want to be friends, or, like, if you feel awkward, you have to follow your heart and just say, look, I think we need to create some distance first because I'm not going to be okay with this emotionally. That's what I'd do, I think.
It's hard, but
don't
also,
ghost
like...
Don't ghost the person.
Yeah, don't ghost them. Also, remember that you've been through a bad breakup, your words, and...
You need time to heal.
You can also decide, like, what you want out of a relationship or friendship afterwards, or none of that.
Exactly. That was good. That wasn't too bad.
We killed it. That's amazing. Okay.
That's what the sirens
do you want to read this one?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Anonymous says, or is it anonymous?
I don't know. It doesn't have a name, so let's just go for it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think it's this whole question.
I think it's that one as well.
There you go. But maybe don't say their name.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 18 and have been together with my boyfriend for over 2.5 years. He's my first proper boyfriend. I'm not a very sexual person, and I don't have so many needs in that department. Do you have any tips on how to enjoy those sexy times more? It's not that I don't enjoy them, but I often feel a little silly about it, so it doesn't even happen often. I'm afraid this isn't going to be enough for him in the long run.
Okay.
Oh,
first of all,
do you want to start?
Yeah, well,
because it's easy to say, you know.
First of all, that's fine, because everyone's got different sexual urges.
Absolutely.
And also, what people want out of a relationship in terms of a sexual relationship is different as well.
Completely.
So, first of all, have you talked to your boyfriend about this?
There needs to be open communication,
so,
I think.
It sounds like you have somewhat of a sex life, but maybe not, like, it happening, like, all that often or whatever. But maybe, like, have you sat down and talked to him being like, hey, how do you feel about our sex life? Do you want more? Do you want less? This is how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I want out of a sexual relationship. This is what's important to me.
And I think you have to be able to have that conversation with someone, or perhaps you shouldn't be with... I don't want to say you shouldn't be with them. I'm saying that you have to have open communication and be able to talk about these things without getting embarrassed. I know it can be a little bit weird, but if this person cares about you, they'll listen. They'll understand. Yeah. And I think it's kind of obvious to say that if this person tries to pressure you, or if they try and hint, you should give it up more, then they're not respecting you.
Yeah, or like the whole, like, you'd have sex with me if you really loved me.
Yes, get out of there.
If someone says if someone says that to you, red flag.
Leave.
Absolutely.
Absolutely leave. But anyway, I think there's a fine line between wanting to please your partner by giving them more of what they want and also feeling like you have to.
Yeah, it's,
you know, I think there's a fine line. Make sure that you're not, when you say that, you know, you want to enjoy it more, make sure you're not crossing that line of you feel like you should enjoy it more. Does that make sense? Like, there's a difference between wanting to make someone else happy and then also, you know, going
feeling
against something
obliged,
that you don't,
or
yeah,
like
you don't
feeling
want to
uncomfortable.
Do, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think talking about it is good.
This line where it says, I often feel a little silly about it. I think a lot of that is to do with being self-conscious, perhaps. You know?
Being self-conscious, but also being young and it being her first, like, sexual relationship.
Oh, exactly.
Well, I don't know about first sexual relationship, but first proper boyfriend.
Mm.
So, it could come down to that. Mm. The other thing is that sex isn't, like, everything in a relationship. Obviously, there's so many other aspects to a relationship. But, like, sex is also incredibly important. But you have to figure out for yourself and for your partner and for how you interact with each other how important it is for you both in that relationship.
Mm.
So, like, for me personally, sex is incredibly important in a relationship. And I feel like I have to, like, really be on, like, the same... We have to kind of be on the same level, similar libido.
But that's something that you would communicate with that person.
Yeah,
and say, hey,
exactly.
Look, I have a lot of need.
This is how often I would like to have sex in
a
relationship.
Here's my schedule. Whenever I'm not busy, we should be fucking.
I'm not even joking. That's pretty accurate.
Here's my iCal. The blank days, we're screwing all day. Yeah.
You're on my to-do list.
Oh, thanks. But, but I mean, I think without joking, I think it's a case of having that communication. Make it known that you don't have a high drive, and that's absolutely okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't feel like that. Don't feel pressured. I think you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and that's going to make you not enjoy it. I think if you put too much pressure on yourself to think, oh, I have to enjoy this, I have to do this more, then your body is going to react badly. And you're just going to shut down.
And then it won't even be enjoyable.
Well, exactly. That's my point.
You know?
I think just sit down with them. Sit down with your boyfriend and say, look, how do you think our sex life is? And if you can't have that conversation without, you know, going beetroot or having a panic,
maybe that's the thing.
Think about whether that person makes you feel secure.
Mm.
I think.
Great answer, Emma.
Thank you.
Really good. Okay. I like this question a lot.
So do I.
Advice on how to tell someone to fuck off nicely.
Yeah, if you want someone to fuck off, you don't have to be nice about it.
I don't think you can tell someone to fuck off nicely.
I'm pretty
unless
good at
you say,
people.
Would you be so kind to fuck off?
Off you fuck.
Off you fuck.
I think if someone is upsetting you enough for you to use the term fuck off, I think you need to be straight with them and just say, I don't want you around me.
Yeah.
Please just leave.
Just be like, oh.
You know, because you haven't really explained what they've been doing that makes you know.
How about ghost them? Does that work in this scenario?
Possibly.
We need more context.
It depends on whether they're in real life. Or if it's like a friend that keeps pestering you. We just don't know.
We don't know the details.
I would say just tell them to fuck off. But again, don't listen to our advice. Unless it's good.
Exactly. Don't
They would definitely go away if you just looked at them in the eye and went, hey, fuck off.
Just fuck off out of my life.
You know, they would not bother you again. Don't get me wrong.
Imagine.
You know, I'm not good at it. Okay.
What other ways to say fuck off? Piss off.
Yes. I don't know what else, though.
Oh, I know what you can do.
What?
Right. You just play that JoJo song.
Get out right now. It's the end of you and me.
Leave.
It's too late now, and I can't wait for
you to
be gone. Because I know
what
about you.
What?
And I wonder.
What?
Do that.
Just play that song or just sing it in their face.
Perfect. Just as soon as they try and talk to you, be like,
treat me right,
but you were just a waste of time. Oh, perfect.
Killing it.
We should line that one up for a song. That's what we should be putting on. That's what I want to hear.
I think we should end on that one.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to switch it out.
We will switch it out.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome everyone to Drunk Advice. I have Melanie Murphy in the studio with me.
How are you all? You have an Irish accent today.
Oh, Oh my god, everyone's going to be splooshing all over the place listening.
Oh yeah, we got voted sexiest accent in the world.
By who? The world.
The world. Literally everyone.
Hannah, you're making a mess.
I fucked it. I'm not, there you go, whatever.
That seems idiots. About even.
Thanks, love.
You're welcome.
All right, everyone, welcome to Drunk Advice. You've been on Drunk Advice before.
Oh, I have indeed. Well, it was a glorious day.
It was a great time.
And there are three rules to Drunk Advice.
There are three.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
I'm like, we've had half a bottle of wine each, basically. And like, we're both lightweights, like we said. So I'm like,
I think I'm between drunk and between the spirit of drunk. I'm very much in a happy place.
Happy place. That's always a good thing. And rule number two is have a friend with you.
Mel.
Hannah. Witten.
Melanie Murphy.
Witten. Hannah Witten. So good to have you back.
Dirty bitch.
Yeah, dirty bitch. And rule number three is don't take our advice. Don't do it.
Just ignore everything we're about to say. But listen anyway. Don't go anywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Mel, don't say these people's names. Just preface with that. Just like, oh,
covering
God.
My mouth.
Oh, God. But do you see anyone? Do you see any that you like?
Well, these are questions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. These are the questions.
Oh, I like the name Emily. That's a cute name. I'm not going to say the names.
Mel, I'm just going to ask a different question. Anyway. Okay. So here's one. There's a girl I'm into and she's legit into me, but I can't talk to her. Help, please.
Ooh, okay.
How do you know that she's legit into you?
Yeah, so, right, if you've been told that she definitely likes you by a mutual friend, tell her how you feel. But if you're just guessing, what I would do is, when you're in a situation where you're comfortable and you're alone with her, make lots of eye contact and do lots of the usual flirty flirtations and just see if she reciprocates. Because, no, maybe she wouldn't, because she might be shy. She might be nervous, but...
It sounds like you're both shy.
Yeah.
And in those kind of situations, it's like, I personally find it really hard to relate as a confident person. I'm just like, just tell them how you feel. Just like, what's the matter? Just go up and talk to them.
I'm confident, though, and I find it really difficult with girls for some reason. Because I'm always like, I'm feeling a vibe here, but I don't actually know. And you know how annoyed I am at myself? I found out recently that this girl that I had a huge crush on, I'm not going to say who she is, but she's like an Irish TV presenter. Leave it at that. I found out she's a lesbian, and I didn't know that. And when I met her, I was like, there's no way she'd ever be gay or into girls. Like, she's just so perfect. And, like, because I have this whole thing of, like, just the whole bullshit that people put onto bisexual and gay people a lot of the time. You just think, but then she was lesbian and I never flirted because I thought that she would think I was being weird. And now I'm really annoyed at myself.
Well, you're going to have to meet her again.
If you know this girl is weird, lady... Tell her.
Or lesbian Irish TV presenter. I mean, like, there could be many. Like, I maybe there's loads of them.
There's not many at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, no. I found too many. No. Too many.
I think what you have to think is you have to almost, like, scare yourself into talking to this girl. Because you've got to think, like... that situation with Mel, like, oh my god, I wish I had you don't want to be in a situation in the future where you're like, god damn it, why didn't I, like, mm-hmm. what if mm-hmm. And you just go for it. And also, like, what's, like, you don't have that fear that a lot of people have, which is that fear of rejection. You know this person likes you.
Yeah.
They want to hug you.
They want to fuck you.
Well, I don't know how old these people are, but yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like, Just go for it.
Go on.
But also, you don't have to necessarily, like, go up to them and be like, I like you. You can just start talking to... Also, hold on. Actually, I've just realized a whole other spanner in the works, and what? We need to move on to another question. But how do you both know that you like each other when you haven't talked?
Yeah, I know.
Like, maybe you should talk to each other and then, like, realize actually you don't like each other.
She doesn't even
Clearly, at the moment, you just like the idea of each other. There's this poem which is called The Two Cures for Love.
Oh my God.
I can't remember the poet's name, but it's called The Two Cures for Love, and I'm totally gonna, like, butcher it up here. But it's like, number one, don't call him, don't see him, don't write a letter. Number two, the easier way, get to know him better.
And so it's the idea of, like, you infatuate and, like, you fantasize about the idea of people, and then actually the best way to get over someone is just to get to know them better. And you're like, you're actually not that great.
Yeah, you put people on these pedestals, and it's ridiculous. Like, I've done that so many times myself.
My recommendation is just go talk to them and, like, maybe find out that you don't actually like them. Awesome. Anyway, maybe you do still like each other. That would be great.
Right, here we go.
Okay, so I think this is kind of like more in response to the conversation that we were having earlier about like sexual history and experience and stuff. And this person has said, would you date someone who doesn't have much sexual experience? If yes, how would you feel about that?
I absolutely would.
I genuinely feel like it doesn't matter at all. Like, it's not even a case of, oh, they have more experience, so they're going to be better in bed. Because it doesn't actually matter, because even if they have had experience with other people before, they're really good at pleasing that person.
Personally,
they're not really good at pleasing you. And so you have to think of it as starting with a blank page.
Yeah.
And it may be a case of, like, one thing that maybe having a lot more sexual partners can give you is confidence. Mm-hmm. And so it might, maybe in that area, you have to kind of, like, help build them up a bit. But, like, you never know. But in terms of, like, technique...
Yeah, it's always work.
It's always starting from scratch kind of thing, and like figuring each other out and like really taking the time. The other thing is that there is definitely a trend. I don't know what it's like with women, but with men who have like had a lot of sexual partners, often they find it hard to take criticism.
Oh,
because they're
like, I
slept with X amount of women. I know what I'm doing.
My ex came 5 times every time we had sex, and I'm like, yeah, well, I still haven't come once. So just like, listen to me. I've only had sex with one person who was they had sex with a lot of people, like loads and loads and loads of people. And while the confidence and, you know, all that stuff was there, I still would give a bit of input because I liked things a little bit different, or, you know, people will get used to things. Say this guy, for example, a lot of the girls that he would sleep with would just kind of be just happy to sleep with him, and they would just do whatever he wanted to do or whatever. And that when I spoke up and said, well, can we do it this way? It was like that. I was like, I slapped him in the face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was so silly.
So what we're saying is basically, if there is no experience, not a big deal. It's more about the person and that individual relationship that you have with them.
Exactly.
And level of experience, how no matter how big or small it is irrelevant.
Exactly.
IMO. Here we go. Mel, this is one for you.
Oh.
I've been considering coming out as bisexual for a while now, but I have a boyfriend of nearly 2 years and don't want him to be offended or believe I've lost interest. How should I tell him and my friends without doing this? Context, I'm 18 and female. Were you out as bi when you were in relationships with men?
So with my first boyfriend and my second boyfriend, both long-term, they both knew I was bi, and like, well, I never used the word bi because I didn't really know what that meant until like halfway through my first relationship. We had a break, and then I kissed a girl at a party, and then like she told me she was bi, and I was like, what is that? but I just always knew I liked girls as well, and they both knew. So for example, my second long-term boyfriend, when I met him, he was hooking up with the girl, or trying to hook up with the girl that I had just been hooking up with. And that was one of our first conversations together. And I really warmed to the fact that he was unjudgmental about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it just became this kind of thing between us. When I, like, told, like, I talked to him more about being bi, and we'd have these little games where if we were on a bus or walking down the street, we would be like, would we both like be into the same person here? Or if we're watching a movie, we'd be like, which one do you find attractive out of the girls? But what you need to realize, I'm gonna answer your question. Yeah. What you need to realize here is that your sexuality has nothing to do with the person you're with at any one time. So someone can be straight and they might be single for their entire life. You can be bisexual and you can be married to a man or a woman for 50 years. Your sexuality is what you're attracted to and what you are stimulated by and what you think about and stuff like that. So,
yeah, because your sexual behavior is not the same as your sexuality.
So I think realizing and accepting that, first of all, and communicating that if you do want to talk to him about it. Like, you're saying I've been considering coming out as bisexual. If you really wants to get this off your chest to the person that you love and talk to them about it, you should feel comfortable doing that.
I know a couple friends, like,
I think they've both spoken about this online, so I feel comfortable saying. So okay. Elaine Offender and Ash Hardell,
yes,
both kind of came to terms with their own bisexuality, pansexuality, whilst in relationships with men.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've also made a video about this, so I'd highly recommend watching that. But in both of their instances, it was a very positive outcome.
Yeah.
It was just like being open and talking to their partner and saying, I'm bi, but also like being reassuring in the sense that like, this is me, this is about my personal sexuality,
yeah,
and it has no
bearing on what I
on
have
our
with
our relationship.
Yes.
I think that's one thing that you just have to separate. Like, this is my personal sexuality, and everyone, even if you're in a relationship, is entitled to their own private sexual life,
yeah,
their own sex life, their own private sex life, and their own private,
oh, yeah,
like sexuality, separate from their partner,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so I think that you have to kind of like strike that balance of like, this is my personal sexuality, which is I'm bisexual,
mm-hmm,
but me with you, me in this relationship that we're in, and that's not changed.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.